Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Hope you're all right. Thank you to all the people texting in saying it was Jimmy Jameson who sung the Baywatch theme.
Who?
No, it wasn't. I know it wasn't Sunblock. Some people are saying yes. Obviously, they did a version of it, but that wasn't the original. Definitely not the Hoff.
Jimmy Jameson.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Right, I hope you're right this afternoon. Hi, chappers.
Hi.
Becky's still on the course.
Still?
Yeah.
The amount of courses she goes on, she must have been massively unskilled when she was first employed.
How did she get that job? Seriously? I mean, how many has that been this year?
Well, it's been three in the last 2 weeks, yeah. Hasn't it?
It's quite a lot of courses to go on. Wonder what she's learning.
I mean, how much first aid does she need to learn?
Exactly. Can I just apologise to the students of Nottingham Uni, who will be waking up, some of them today, and they won't be able to get my name off their arm.
Right.
I didn't fall off the boob wagon last night, didn't sign any of those,
okay.
But I did sign a lot of arms, and didn't realise that it was a permanent marker pen.
Oh, one of those.
So I'm really sorry about that. Hi to the person that wanted me to sign their head. I didn't. In permanent marker.
Did you know it was permanent marker by that stage?
By that point, yes.
And you said no.
I did.
I'd have been tempted to do it.
It was so tempting to write something else as well. Feel the power. Anyway, sorry if you
feel
have...
the power?
Feel
Why would
the...
you have...
Feel the power.
Oh, feel the power. There you go, right. Feel the power on his head.
Which isn't my name.
No.
But, I was going to write something else.
The world's best ever darts player is fair enough. Stick that on somebody's head.
Maybe I'll try that tonight at Nottingham Trent Uni.
Ooh, you're doing them both.
Yeah, it's a double whammy.
Did you do Nottingham Uni first because you preferred them?
No, I didn't. Let's not get into that. Scott Mills, BBC. Radio 1. Oh, no. Maybe I did sign a couple last night. Oh,
somebody
rubbish.
You said you signed me and my friend's boobs.
Yeah, that was Holly.
And you also said that you preferred the uni to Trent.
No, I did not say that.
That's what she
said. I did not say that. If I can read the text out, it says, you've got to like Nottingham Uni more than Trent. I didn't say that I do. I'm sure they're equally good.
Is that what you'd say?
Don't get me into this because I've got to go there tonight. That was Kesha and TikTok.
Well, surely if you're going there tonight, you'd say Trent are better than the Uni, wouldn't you? If
Leave
you're
it.
Doing Trent tonight.
Leave it. Hello?
Who's Scott?
Hello, who's that?
It's Laura and Elgin.
Hi, Laura and Elgin. What's going on?
I'm at the gym right now. And I was just wondering, can you not speak about unhealthy food?
Unhealthy food?
Yeah.
What, because you're in the gym?
Because last time I was at the gym, you spoke about having a Chinese, and then it made me have one after.
Oh, no. What, so you did like an hour of running and then just went for...
Yeah, so it was totally the time.
Sweet and sour pork balls.
Did all your good work.
Right. So we shouldn't mention anything unhealthy food-wise, because it'll undo all your good work today, will it?
Yeah, just healthy food today.
All right. Are you in the gym right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
What you do, it doesn't sound like you're...
You're just watching other people?
Are you just sat on a Swiss ball?
No, I've been on the cross trainer. I've just stopped to talk, so it's a bit noisy.
Okay. Is it busy, your gym?
It's not too busy just now. It'll be getting busy anyway, because I've just finished some work.
What are you about to go on after you've finished talking to us?
Treadmill, probably.
Okay, how long for?
Another half an hour, because I've done quite a lot of that.
Wow.
Half an hour on
That's
the treadmill,
good.
Wow.
So we shouldn't mention, like, fish and chips or anything like that?
No, nothing unhealthy.
Could kill for a Mars bar, couldn't you?
Well, you haven't teased me. I might have a curry.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
No, salads.
I know, there might be a pizza, I think.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
With a couple of beers and maybe some red wine.
God, Laura, you're so easily led.
No, I'm not. I'm being healthy.
Okay, well, have
Can
a curry.
You kill for a packet of crisps now.
Oh, think about it. Just before you hit the treadmill.
And a cold beer.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
I'm willing to drink my water.
I like it as well, because you've got a song with your name in, like we were talking about yesterday. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
And here is a new version of She's So Lovely by Scouting for Girls on Radio 1.
One, two, three, four.
It's about you, Laura.
Yeah.
Think about a nice packet of crisps now. Think about it.
I love the way she fills her clothes. She looks just like them girls in Vogue. I love the way she plays it cool. I think that she is beautiful.
Think about that pizza you're going to have tonight.
Guess what's coming next.
And Laura's lovely. Laura's lovely. Laura's lovely. I love her jubbly.
Sorry about that, Laura.
Okay.
Okay, have a good, a healthy night.
She sounded massively underwhelmed by that.
Love you.
Thank you, love you.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Feel a bit sorry for Jemmy T at the moment.
Why?
He's been struck down by laryngitis. Has to cancel all his UK and Europe tour dates, yeah. Quite a few people are saying, any idea when he's going to reschedule his tour? It's going to be arranged at a later date. Go to his website for more information. That's all I can offer. That was Jamie T. A lot of people loving that.
Somebody's
like
just
Cat in Derby.
You know where Laura is in the gym?
Yeah.
In Elgin. Apparently there's a really good burger place just around the corner.
Yeah, I read that, actually.
See that?
Just as you walk out, it's on the left. Just, if you're still listening, Laura, in the gym. She's on the treadmill now, isn't she?
Yeah.
Now, yesterday, we were talking about songs that have your name in. And lots of people texted in saying, well, there's no songs with my name in. It's not fair. There's just reserved for people like Mandy. And there's one with Laura, Michelle. Always. But there's never an Eric, is there?
Never an Eric, and no. There should be, really.
Yeah. Now, if you texted in yesterday, all the people called Tina that texted in, there is a song. I found one. Admittedly, some of these songs are absolute rubbish, but they've still got your name in. Mm-hmm. Here's yours, Tina.
Tina, I kissed your tender lips and fell under your spell.
Not the best song, but it's got your name in, Tina.
Surely Tina would know that. He's singing that to her as if Tina didn't know that he kissed her on the lips.
All the people called Julian, who texted in yesterday. Here's yours.
Oh, Julia, don't tell me it was all just like...
God.
Was that Julia or Julian?
Oh, Julia.
Might be Julia. Say it's Julian,
though. You
could
take either, couldn't you, really?
Yeah. Loads of people texted in called Jill. They were like, well, I haven't got a song. You have, though.
Jill, just as if you were here.
I thought we were going to say ill.
Jill, just as if you were ill.
Would work better, actually.
It would rhyme, wouldn't it? You know?
Hi, Terry.
Not the most exciting songs, are they?
They're not. They're rubbish, aren't they? But they've got your name in. Hi, Terry. All the Terrys listening to Radio 1. Here's yours. Amazing. Hi to all the Radio 1 listeners called Vera.
No, there are loads there.
There are a lot.
Yeah.
They got a song.
Vera! Vera!
That's it.
They could have put a bit more effort into that, couldn't they?
Just the word Vera twice.
Vera! Vera!
And the next bit is...
Vera?
Oh, you've gone.
Did they lose interest?
Yeah, I think they did.
Right. There's only the Terry one that's got a bit of oomph.
No, there's always Keith.
This ain't nothing but a song for Keith. This ain't nothing but a song for Keith.
People will be loving this, all the Keiths listening.
Song for Keith.
See, you didn't know these songs existed. It's not just Mandy's and Michelle's and Laura's who have a song about them.
And Amadeus's.
And Amadeus's. If your name's Patricia...
Do me a favour, there isn't one with Patricia in.
Yes, there is. It's a good one as well.
For Patricia is the best stripper in town.
Now, you'd want that on your phone, wouldn't you, if your name was Patricia? You would. If you're listening, your name's Gail. Well, I've got loads here, see? We've been doing our homework last night.
What are the chances of having a Patricia listening who is a stripper?
I don't know.
Okay. You found a Gail.
Gail.
Gail loves me. Oh, Gail loves me.
Awful. But it's still a song with your name in.
No, you haven't got more, have you?
Yeah. Oh, God. Now, if your name's Lee, your name's not normally in a song, is it?
No.
Is now.
Wait, was that off the same album as Vera?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. This is track one on the album.
Vera! Vera!
Right.
Track two is this. They really thought about that. Hi, Linda, if you're listening, here's yours.
No, I won't. Not that I'm called Linda, but I would imagine that would be the answer.
Hello to the person who's just texted in. Has a friend called Jenny Hasty. Mm-hmm. She's got a song, Doesn't Like It, by Paolo Nutini. That's rubbish, isn't it? True, though. Jenny Hasty, that's her name.
I bet it.
It is.
Really?
Yes, Jenny Hasty.
Don't and she be. Doesn't like her
no.
song.
Well, it's got both bits in. It's a bit
Some
annoying.
People are never happy, are they?
No, they're not. You know what? They should do Names Week on X Factor. They should do all these songs with names in. Imagine it.
It's Names Week! Ollie!
Vera! Vera!
Jamie Afro!
Can't imagine him doing that.
And Joe!
Tina, I kissed your tender lips and fell under your spell.
I think that could be a goer.
I
you can do it.
Joe doing that, really.
But they didn't take us up on Muppet Week last year, did they?
They positively ignored
they
you.
They did. Right, there's still no sign, I've looked everywhere, of a song featuring the name Valerie. So sorry to that Val that texted in.
There are going to be some, aren't there?
Well, yeah, but at the moment...
I mean, there are going to be some names that just don't have a song written.
Valerie, you seem to be one of the only people whose name isn't in a song. For that, I apologise. We'll keep looking. Right, Kate's been on email. She wants us to help out a friend of hers. His name is David, and David's entered a competition. Don't worry, it's not X Factor. And she wants us to vote for her friend, David Garrett, on this website. Now, I don't want to get too involved with this after all the controversy of this week.
I'm not sure we're allowed to do this, are we?
No. So, I mean, it's entirely up to you who you vote for, if you want to vote. But I'm not telling you to vote for David, because there are other people also up for the title. David is going for the title of Mr. Crawley 2009.
Mr.
Crawley. And if you go to thisiscrawley.co.uk, you can see... what? That's fine. I'm saying you can vote for anyone.
Yeah.
You can see that David isn't the only person up for it. There's also right. Andre.
Yes, I can see Andre in front of me.
There's Lee and Ashley.
Lee's got an astonishing array of clothes on.
And there's Jerome and Nick as well. So you can vote for any of those, but obviously Kate's friend is David. I bet, growing up in West Sussex as a young boy, David always dreamt of being Mr. Crawley.
Yeah.
What do you think? But if you go to thisiscrawley.co.uk, like I said, there are other people you can vote for. Do you know what? This year, more than 60 people wanted to be Mr. Crawley.
Well, he's done well to...
He's got to the final six.
He's done well to get to the final six.
It's a bit like America's next top model, really. It's Crawley's next top bloke.
I've just seen a picture of Dave. It's a bit difficult to tell what he looks like because he's got his shades on.
Nice shades, Dave.
Jerome's quite good because he comes from Bewbush.
He is. Anyway, I will vote for David, maybe.
I think I'm going to vote for the bloke from Bewbush.
But thanks very much for your email anyway.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring? Coming up at 5:30 tonight. Thank you to Roz in Bolton, who's actually found a song with Valerie in it.
Has she?
We didn't think there was one, but there is.
Yeah.
It's by Steve Winwar.
Steve Winwar?
Yes.
Who's that? That's right. Can you look that up, please,
when it doesn't speak?
No. Steve Winwar.
Yeah.
Right.
So, good news that, Valerie. We will look that up and we will play your song with... Your name in soon by Steve Winwar.
How's she spelling Winwar? W-I-N-W-A-R. Shall I Google that?
Can you? Thank you.
So, Valerie by Steve
Winwar. Steve Winwar.
I can't... That must be the only one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. I'll leave that with you.
All right, yeah, it might take a while. Yeah.
Going back to this Mr. Crawley thing, how's the voting doing at the moment? Is David doing well? Obviously, there are other people in the contest. I don't want to get involved in any kind of voting controversy. What do you think you get if you're Mr. Crawley?
I would
imagine... You get the keys to the city?
Keys to the city so you can drive sheep through it for a whole year.
Do you get, like, free stuff from shops? Do you think everywhere you go, like, if you hail a taxi, they're like, don't worry about it, Mr. Crawley. It's all fine.
No.
No?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so.
And also, I'm just wondering what you get. Because a lot of people, more than 60 people, wanted to be Mr. Crawley this year. Mm. And there's a picture on the website, on This Is Crawley website, of Paul, who looks very happy with himself because he won last year. And here's another thing. If you lived or in or near Crawley, would you recognise him in the street? Would you be like, look, it's Mr. Crawley? Do you think?
I don't know. Crawley looks like some kind of Nintendo game on the picture of that Paul has in front of it.
Yeah.
Anyway. I've googled Steve Winwar.
Yeah.
And it's asked me, did I mean Steve Winrar?
Yeah, so it must
yeah?
be.
Yeah, must be Steve, because they can't find a Steve Winwar.
Put Winrar in then instead.
Steve Winrar.
Yeah. We'll find it, Valerie, don't worry. Anyway.
This is proving very difficult, this name, isn't it?
Can I just say, I'm not wanting everyone to vote for David at all. It's just Kate asked me to, you know, vote myself, and I've voted. I'm not telling you for who. But good luck to everyone who is entering Mr. Crawley this year. And I hope there's no animosity between any of you. And may the best of the six hot hunks, as it says on the website, win. Do you think I got out of that all right?
Yeah, I think you did very well.
Right, I think I've sent you on a wild goose chase. I'm so sorry.
What, with
Steve Winwar is not right. Who did Valerie.
Right.
It's not Winrar either.
Right.
It's Steve Woodwind.
Steve Woodwind.
So look that up.
How did you get that wrong?
Sorry.
Steve Woodwind.
You know on Oh What's Occurring yesterday?
And we reckon Steve Woodwind
definitely
did a Valerie song,
yeah.
Didn't we?
All right, just look that up. Thank you. You know on Oh What's Occurring yesterday?
Yeah.
You know one of JLS, and we were saying which one's got the evil villain in a cartoon laugh?
Yeah.
I can now reveal to you which person in JLS laughs like this.
Go on, then.
Scary. It is Orishe. That's him.
Right.
Evil villain laugh. Scary, eh?
Steve Woodwin can only do flute repairs.
Oh. Can you imagine going to the cinema with Orishe from JLS? Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
I can. He'd be the one, like, you know, when there's a funny bit, he'd be like, oh, God, I'm really sorry about my friend. You know, the person with the over loud laugh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. He's like one of those people that, you know, in the studio audience that stands out a bit. Everyone else is kind of laughing like this. It's normally a cackling woman, isn't it? You can just hear her in the background. That's what it'd be like with him if they were, like, at a taping of a show. He would stick out.
I quite often hear that cackling laugh on the lottery.
Hmm?
I quite often hear that cackling laugh on the lottery.
Well, that one.
It must be the same woman every week.
There's no laughter on the lottery. There's nothing
there
funny about it.
There sometimes is. There's lots of applause and laughter.
There's applause. I don't remember there being any laughter. They don't really have canned laughter on shows anymore, do they, like that?
No.
They do on You've Been Framed.
Yeah. Well, is that canned on You've Been Framed?
I don't know.
Is it not shown to an audience?
Wait, here's some cats playing with... What, they get a studio audience in to watch some cats having a fight?
They get a studio for loose women. I mean, if they get a studio audience for that, they can get a studio audience for showing a video of a cat having a fight.
I don't think there is studio audience. They don't have them on comedies anymore. They should bring that back. I used to like it when they used to have those. Because it helps you to know when to laugh. If everyone else is laughing, if you don't get the joke, as soon as everyone else goes, then you know.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello to everyone who's going to see Muse tonight, including Rich in Chepstow, very excited. They do Undisclosed Desires, and then Utah Saints. Oh, What's Occurring's on in 20 minutes. I'm going to get Sugar Babes on next. New Sean Kingston track and James Morrison, which is always nice. Right, lots of Twilight fans are going to hate me now.
Why? What are you going to do?
Because tomorrow, I am going to meet, in a secret location, Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
Now, I want you to tell me, not you, the listeners, if there's anything you'd like to know about our Pat, then just text me and I'll ask him. Tomorrow, 81199. If you're a big Twilight fan, what
is that because you don't really know what to ask? Is that because you don't really know what to ask?
I just want to know what the fans would like to ask Robert.
Have you seen Twilight?
I'm seeing the new one, New Moon,
right,
tomorrow.
Okay.
I know Grimmy went to see it today, which I'll tell you about tonight because I listened to his show last night. Sat there with Jonathan Ross.
No. Who are you going to see it with? Who are you going to see it with?
One that doesn't speak.
Right. That's very similar.
So, when are we going to play this interview, One That Doesn't Speak? Next Tuesday is when you'll hear it on Radio 1. But I'm meeting Robert Pattinson tomorrow. So anything you want to know about the new movie, about him, anything you want, 81199, send me a text, put your name on it. I might ask him tomorrow if it's a good one. No, it's not time for the news. It's time for...
God, don't do that to me. Sorry. Haven't I just done that?
Yeah. And there was laughter all the way through it. Really good. That was about a girl from Sugar Babes in the live lounge earlier with Fern on Radio 1. And that is a bit of an exclusive because it's the first time they've actually performed as Sugar Babes Mark 7. Since Mucha and Siobhan and Keisha and Audrey and Pam and Vera and Patricia.
Yeah. For Patricia is the best stripper in town.
Left the band. Lots of questions coming in for Rob Patterson for tomorrow. Lots of people are very jealous. Just one text says, I hate you, 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 I hate you. So thanks to whoever sent that in. Danielle, stuck in traffic on the A406 going somewhere, says, you said ask anything and you'll get it answered, so I want to know where you're meeting him. Lol. No, Daniel, because you'll turn up. So I can't tell you where I'm meeting him, but I can tell you it's not at his house.
I like the text that asks if you're going to do a splat at our pat.
Following on from my jobby at Robbie's.
Following on from your jobby at Robbie's.
I don't always go to the loo in stars' homes.
Right.
Sometimes in hotel rooms that they're in.
Yes.
I do listen, as you know from before. I listen to Jennifer Lopez.
You listen to J-Lo having a wee?
Yeah.
So, is this... You can't say where this is?
I cannot say.
So, if it's round at our Pat's place, you yourself will go to the loo.
Yeah.
But if it's in a hotel suite...
I just listen to them going.
You'll be listening to him.
Yeah. So,
I'm
questions?
Sure there's still time for him to pull out of this interview.
Do you think? Any questions you want to ask Robert Patterson, I will do it tomorrow if you send me a text to 81199. Thanks. I told you there'd be a backlash on the text. There's some very jealous Twilight fans on the text now that I'm going to meet our Pats tomorrow. Mm. No way. He's lush. I hate you, Mills. Sorry. It's astonishing some of the things that people want to know as well. Like, this is a good one. When was the last time you had a full English breakfast? They want me to ask that to our Pat tomorrow.
Well, I bet he hasn't been asked that before.
Does that mean something else?
I don't think so. No, I don't think a full English. Right. I think other nationalities connected to breakfast mean all sorts of different things.
Right. So they do just want to know what he has for breakfast.
I think you might want to check that on various sites beforehand.
Right,
but I think it's. Do you think he's getting bombarded by texts as well?
Saying
people jealous that he's meeting you?
Probably not, no. Got a question for our Pats tomorrow, 81199.
I'd like you to ask him if he knows any songs with Valerie in them, because we're struggling, apart from...
Shall I ask him if he has ever heard of Steve Woodwind?
Yeah, those are the two questions I would like to know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did he really just rhyme thinner with dinner? I think he did. I love Sean Kingsley, he really cheers me up.
That is quite a good rhyme, though, isn't it?
It's something like me if I was thinner, but what am I going to have for my dinner? Quite good.
I'm planning on getting thinner. Please don't give me no dinner.
Yeah. That was Sean Kingston. And Face Drop, his new track. Right, this never happens. I'm a minute early for Oh What's Occurring. People will be finishing work now at 5:30 and thinking, oh, it's fine. Scott doesn't do it till like 5:36, 37, sometimes 40. And it's like...
43.
It's 5:29 now. What should we do?
I think you just do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, if we keep deliberating, it will soon be 10:30 anyhow, so come on.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Playing with yourself again today, so you probably will win. 81199, if you want to text me your score.
Oh, what's occurring?
Score yourself against Chappers and let me know how you do on today's quiz. Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
So many people were shouting that to me last night. Nottingham University.
What, oh, what's occurring?
Oh! And they expect me to just go, oh! Back. I don't always. It's not actually my phrase.
No, I know.
I just hijacked it.
You haven't had a catchphrase for a while.
I haven't, no. So Sorry to Ruth Jones. Oh, you know Dizzy Rascal?
Yeah.
Do you think he was a fan of the Spice Girls?
Oh.
Growing up?
Yeah, I think so.
In East London, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
Who do you think his favourite was?
I'm going to go...
I think Jerry.
Emma.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we gave Dizzy Rascal 30 seconds to name as many Spice Girls songs as he could. In 30 seconds, how many did Dizzy get right?
That's quite difficult. Four.
You're saying four?
Yeah.
You think he's got fairly good knowledge of the Spice Girls?
He's got an all right knowledge, yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Dizzy Rascal trying to name as many Spice Girls songs as he can in 30 seconds.
If you wanna be my lover. I don't know the names, I'll sing a little bit. Swing it, shake it, who do you think you are? What else is there? Mama, I love you. Alright, three. Wait there. Oh, there's more. This is embarrassing. Wait. Nah, that's about it. I know there's more. I can't remember that.
So three.
Three.
You were one out.
That was beautiful, him singing.
Yeah. He doesn't know this. Doesn't know the names. He can just sing them.
Mama was lovely, though.
He should cover that.
That should be his next one after Dirty
Cash.
Okay. Yeah. All from the first album, those as well, I think. He obviously was into them when they were underground. Before they sold out.
Oh! What's the kidding?
I was hoping he was going to sing Stop. With the dance
with the
movements
hand.
As well, yeah.
I would have quite liked Viva Forever.
Would you?
You know EastEnders?
Not massively, no. But
I was watching it last night.
Right.
Don't you find it really embarrassing on soaps in general when one of them has to do that awful drunk acting thing?
Oh, yeah.
When they're not really drunk, but they're pretending to be drunk because they're on the telly. Awful. Anyway, last night, it was Ian, and it's so embarrassing. Now, Ian wanted to go for a drink, and believe me, he did.
I'm here. I've succeeded. I am still in my prime.
Of course you are.
Pretenders to be drunk and not be very good at it.
I shouldn't have to worry about things like Billy Mitchell or No Sir.
No Sir. Mm. Don't ask.
Doesn't that thing where he kind of closes his eyes?
Mm. It's not my fault.
Never is, though. Is it?
What have I done?
Really good, Ian. Really, really good. Now, he wanted to go for a drink in the Vic last night, but people weren't that keen on going for a drink with Ian. Can't think why. My question to you, on last night's EastEnders, how many people did Ian Beale ask to go out for a drink with him? In just a half-hour episode?
23.
23?
Yeah.
You really don't think he's popular, do you? Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Ian asking people to go for a drink with him last night on EastEnders.
Max! How'd you, let's go for a drink with him tonight.
Busy, sorry.
Winston! You going to the Vic tonight?
I'm a bit busy, actually.
Well, I'm a suit. You got a minute?
I'm late for, you know, something.
All right, would you fancy going for a drink tonight?
I don't know.
Men only. I mean, we deserve it.
I'll
seven in a Vic.
Right, it seemed more than that when I was watching it. I did suggest that as a know what's occurring question today.
Yeah.
And I did.
Now the question.
I thought I was being helpful.
The one that doesn't speak has just written me a note that said, you spotted this last night, but actually it wasn't as many as you thought it was.
No.
So,
it seemed like more when you're watching it.
Had you been on the wine when you were watching it?
No, sadly not.
So was the answer to that question two, wasn't it?
Three. Three. Actually, not 23, as you may have suggested.
Oh! What's occurring?
Also on EastEnders.
Seen more at the time.
It did. Also last night on EastEnders, right? There was a joke.
Right.
Right, do you want to hear it?
No, are you sure this was a joke?
Well, I don't... Have a listen and tell me what we think.
All right.
There's this thing a mate of mine does. It's
my AA sponsor, just a bit of fancy how the mind works. How do you put a giraffe in a fridge?
What?
It's just a simple question. How do you put a giraffe in a fridge?
I don't know.
You open the door and you put it in.
Well, I don't get it.
Now, even with Arishe's laugh from JLS, that's not funny, is it?
No.
I don't get it.
He didn't then tell the mice one, did he?
No.
The nun one?
Is it funny? I don't think it's funny. Or is it just me?
I don't get that one.
Right, okay. Well, we went onto Stupid Street earlier, and we told them the very same joke from last night's EastEnders. We told six-ish people, but...
Six-ish?
How many people would find it funny?
One-ish.
Do you think, like us, they won't find it amusing?
I just don't get it.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's the lovely Gemma who works on the show on Stupid Street telling people the weird giraffe joke from last night's EastEnders. Like this.
How do you put a giraffe in the fridge?
Go for it.
You open the door and you put it in. Do you understand it?
No, I don't.
How do you put a giraffe in a fridge?
No idea.
You open the door and you put it in.
Really? I don't know. I don't understand it.
Do you like giraffes?
What's that?
A giraffe.
A giraffe, yeah. What's that?
It's an animal.
It's an animal?
Yeah.
What kind of animal?
A giraffe.
I don't know what giraffe is.
How do you put a giraffe in the fridge?
You open the door and put it in.
Woo! You got my joke. How did you know that?
Now I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Why have giraffes got long necks?
I don't know.
Their feet smell.
I don't understand.
Their feet smell.
Okay. You open the door and you put it in.
That's bad. What do you call a man with no shin?
Go on.
Tony.
Don't you think the giraffe would be cold if it was put in the fridge?
I suppose so, yeah.
They got bad, smelly feet, so that's why they got long necks.
Ah. You open the door and you put it in.
That's quite good, yeah.
Do you like it?
I do like
it,
yeah.
Do you understand the
joke? No, I don't. I'm just laughing for the hell of it.
How do you put a giraffe in the fridge?
How? I can't put it in the fridge because it's too big.
But you can. How would you do it if you could?
I'm going to cut it.
Cut it?
Cut the giraffe.
You open the door of the fridge and you put it in.
We can't do it.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't put the giraffe in the fridge.
Stupid Street were kind of fighting back there a little bit.
They were a little bit. No, you can't put it. Cut it, maybe?
How do you put a giraffe in the fridge?
How? I can't put it in the fridge because it's too big.
But you can. How would you do it if you could?
I'm going to cut it.
Cut it?
Cut the giraffe.
You open the door of the fridge and you put it in.
We can't do it.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't put the giraffe in the fridge.
I quite like the man with no shin joke.
I do.
Did Gemma just not get that and kind of gloss over it?
Yeah, she just glossed over it. Everyone says it's not supposed to be a joke, so I don't feel so stupid now.
Right.
Apparently it's some kind of test or something. Test of how your brain works.
A test?
Yeah. But it's still not funny, is it?
What do you mean?
And when do they start doing brain tests on EastEnders? Anyway, you win today, Zoe, what's occurring. Well done.
Thanks very much. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Hello?
Hello, it's Murray.
Hello, Murray, where are you?
I'm just in my car on the A14.
How can I help you?
What it is, your joke about the giraffe.
Yeah.
It's actually from a series of jokes which sort of get progressively better.
Right. Okay.
You have to hear the rest for it to be funny.
Okay, well, this is from last night's EastEnders.
It's just a simple question. How do you put a giraffe in a fridge?
I don't know.
You open the door and you put it in.
Well, I don't get it.
There's another bit, right?
Right. So there's three or four other bits, right? Next bit, so...
Hang on, I've got this. I've just found this from last night's... It continues on EastEnders.
How do you put an elephant in a fridge?
You open the door and you put it in.
Well, there's no room because you've already put a giraffe in there, remember? You got to take it out first. There's always repercussions to your actions, consequences. I'm here because I'm still learning how to take the giraffe out first.
Right, get it? Chappers?
No. Murray?
I got it.
What, Murray, help us.
Right, so, next one. All the animals in the world are called to a meeting, right? One animal can't make it. Which one is it?
The elephant.
Because he's in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yes! Go on, Chappers!
There you go.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. No, there's one more, Right. There's a guy who wants to get across a bridge, right? And there's all these crocodiles underneath the bridge. So how does the guy get across?
Walk.
Just walk. Because all the animals are at the meeting.
The animals are at the meeting!
There you go.
I love it.
Just keep getting better.
They do, don't they? Thanks for explaining it.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Love you.
Bye. Love you too.
We should have asked him if he knew a song with Valerie in it.
He's gone now, I can't. Maybe he'll ring back. Right, I haven't seen EastEnders for a while. When did it get really deep? Listen to what he says.
I'm here because I'm still learning how to take the giraffe out first.
What is that about? I've not seen it for about a year. Last time they just argued a lot, then murdered each other with a massive ashtray and stuff.
And then have a knees up.
Then, yeah. And then someone goes, out my pub, then an old character comes back and murders someone else, buries them.
Bring back somebody from the dead, and then
you used to know where you were with EastEnders, and now it's all about putting animals in fridges. Amazing what can happen in the space of a year.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I am interviewing Robert Pattinson off of Twilight tomorrow in a secret London location. People are trying to bribe me now. Ask where it is. I'm not going
to
tell you.
How are they? What are they offering to bribe? I don't see any bribes. They're just asking where is it in the hope that you'll let it slip.
Don't be jealous that I'm meeting him. Just be happy for me.
Even though you're not 100% sure who he is or what he does.
Of course I know who he is. Everyone knows who he is. I want to know what you would like to ask our Pat. And I might do it if it's any good. 81199. Send me a little text now. And I'll take a load of them along with me tomorrow to the secret.
Have you got any questions already yourself?
To the secret London location. I've got loads.
Yeah, but that you're going to ask.
Well, I'm going to ask him the full English one. When was the last time he had a full English breakfast?
What about his film career? What are you going to ask him about that?
I might ask him about his music, actually.
Right.
Because he used to be in a band. So I might ask him about that and whether he's going to do any more music. Anything else you want to know from our Pats 81199? I might ask him if he wants to be in our rom-com, actually.
Okay. But what kind of... what kind of role?
I think he should be the main lead character with...
Well, I thought you had Gerard Butler as the main lead character.
Do we want him to be in it, or should we just bump him off and use him to get to Aniston? Because he knows Jennifer Aniston. And then we could have our Pat and Aniston. That's a pretty impressive lineup. If you
but
don't
what,
know about
what happens if you've now decided this, and then our Pat tomorrow says no... And now you're going to then have to go back to Gerard Butler having bumped him off.
Yeah, that's fine. Also, Gerard Butler will know anyway because he listens to our podcast.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh. If you don't know about this, we're writing a rom-com. Jennifer Aniston can be like the older ghost. What happens?
Well, you're not going to get her to do it then if you tell her she's going to be the old ghost.
We're writing a rom-com based around some BBC sound effects that I found from the 50s. So, it's based in a laboratory and about a lab technician, Pattinson, who...
Oh, it's Gerard Butler, yes.
It's Pattinson now, who falls for an older ghost. There she is. That's Aniston. And she's a ghost who gets followed around by lots of women going, saying, I a lot.
I.
And then they fall in love and stuff, and I haven't really... They
do some pottery.
Kiss a lot, like that. Then more women go, and the ghost goes, that's all I've got so far.
And it finishes with Robbie's record of the week.
Yes, and also this next track I'm going to play is definitely going to be in it because it just lends itself to a rom.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, imagine. Pattinson and the older ghost have fallen in love. Robbie Williams is in the live lounge tomorrow. I know what cover he's doing.
Do you?
Yeah, huh?
Can you tell us?
I can give you a clue. Can I give you a clue?
Go on then.
Vera! Vera!
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to pop round to the Live Lounge tonight, are you, and leave him a little present for when he gets there tomorrow?
Are you suggesting I'm going to poo in the Live Lounge?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Here's another clue.
For Patricia is the best stripper in town.
But what cover version will Robbie do? Find out tomorrow morning with Fern Cotton on Radio 1. Maybe he'll cover this track, Feel About You by Jay Magic and Wicker Man.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love Nottingham so much, I'm going back there again tonight.
I know.
I went there last night.
Down Oceanas.
Which was a Nottingham Uni gig.
That was
it?
Nottingham Uni. And tonight it's Trent.
Is that actually at Trent?
No, it's in exactly the same place as last night. Oceana.
Right. You're playing the same club two nights running?
Yeah.
Right.
Bit weird, isn't it?
But which do you prefer, Nottingham Uni or Nottingham Trent?
I don't really have any opinion on that, obviously.
Well, that's not what you said while that was...
No, it. Don't start this, please, because people... Hello, Nottingham Trent.
You just said...
I did not say anything!
You said you did such a great gig at Nottingham Uni
last
night...
It was good.
...that you kind of really can't be bothered going back for Nottingham Trent tonight.
You're such an idiot. I did... Hello, listeners... Hello, people at
Hello,
Nottingham
listeners.
Nottingham Trent.
Right.
I didn't say that at all. He's just trying to get me in trouble.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all tonight.
You see, you can't say it without laughing. How insincere did that sound?
Right, you really need to sort this out. I cannot believe that about X Factor. They're not investigating it. That is just shocking.
I know.
That is disgusting. That the person with the lowest amount of votes by the public got kicked out and they're not investigating it.
I mean, that just sounds like a fix, doesn't it, really?
Right, and also, yeah, doesn't it?
You kick off the person with the lowest number of votes.
I know, disgusting.
Madness.
And now there's a Facebook group with about 6,000 people on it saying that they're going to boycott X Factor. So that means the record 16 million people that watched it at the weekend, that's going to be down a bit, isn't it? Well, he's made a stupid mistake there, hasn't he, Simon Cowell?
Do you think that in the final, then, when it gets down to that final three, they will give the winner... The winner will be the one with the most number of votes?
I hope not, because that would be also disgusting.
Well, I hope they investigate that as well, if that happens.
Well, if they don't, they need to.
You know?
Because, like, people won't tune in next week to see what happens. He's made a silly mistake there, I think. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you know?
I might cancel my series link in protest.
Just turn the whole thing into just a joke.
See how they like that.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Can't wait for Monday, because Channel 4 are doing their 3D week. Got my glasses from the supermarket yesterday. I'm all set to go.
How does this 3D week...
They put 3D shows on, and you watch them.
Yeah, all right.
And it looks amazing.
What, everything?
Yeah, it's like they're jumping out the screen at you. Whoa. And guess who the first person to jump out the screen at you is? The first show they're doing.
Noel Edmonds.
No, the Queen. Whoa.
The Queen?
Yeah.
Whoa. What, as a ghost?
Well, I'm the Queen in 3D.
How's she... What show's the Queen presenting?
I don't know.
Is she standing in
Animals
for...
Animals do the funniest
is she,
things.
Is she standing in for Paul O'Grady?
I don't know. The Queen show. I don't know. But it's on.
Okay.
On Monday. And they're doing... Derren Brown's doing a show. I think they're showing some films in 3D. I can't wait. A little tip for you. If you are getting the glasses, which I did yesterday, don't wear them outside.
Did you feel slightly silly?
No. What do you mean, silly? They're cool.
Yeah, but wearing them outside,
no, there's absolutely no problem wearing them outside, apart from when you look at streetlights, they look really weird.
Right.
It really hurts your eyes. So don't wear them outside is my tip.
Well, thanks very much for that.
But, yeah, it's going to be on Monday. I think we should beat them to it, and tomorrow we should do the whole of this radio show in 3D.
I think we'll probably need
some special equipment,
right?
But I'll sort that out in a minute. And tomorrow, this whole show from 4 o'clock will be... in 3D. Okay. Hi, Katie, who's just been on. She says on the text, my friend and I wore 3D glasses to BBC Switch Live on Sunday. They are officially cool. We got some funny looks, but they're the new fashion.
See, Jamie on the A12 wore his 3D glasses out clubbing after he'd been watching a 3D film at the cinema, which is
very
kind
good.
Of like leaving your shoes on after you've gone bowling.
I like it. Some people are asking how we're going to do the show in 3D tomorrow.
Basically, simple, isn't it?
Well, it's very simple. You need to get from the Orange supermarket between now and 4 p.m. tomorrow. You need to get those 3D glasses and listen to the show whilst wearing them. Otherwise, if you don't, it will be silent. You won't be able to hear anything at all. So that's from tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Are we having the Queen on?
She's doing One's Been Framed, apparently. No, we're not. We haven't got the Queen on. Just be the normal mix of music and chat. But like I said, if you don't have the glasses, which you need to get from the supermarket between now and four tomorrow, you won't be able to hear the show at all.
Are you doing your gig for Trent Uni in 3D tonight?
I've got a spare pair of glasses at home.
Maybe you should wear them.
Shall I wear them to the gig?
Well, yeah.
So I can see everyone in 3D.
Well, so you can see things come flying towards you. Yeah.
Actually, yeah. That might be wise. After what you made me say earlier.
What, you're that you horrible. Preferred Nottingham Uni?
No, I didn't say that! Right, listen, Trent people, I did not say that in any way. On my life, I didn't say that. He's just trying to stir things up so that you all get angry with me in my 3D glasses tonight. Right, I'm going to find out the equipment we need to broadcast in 3D, but we will be bringing you this show in 3D tomorrow, so look out for that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So tomorrow this show will be in 3D between 4 and 7 ahead of the Channel 4 thing they're doing next week, starting on Monday. We're going to beat them to it. Can I just say, Cara, by the way, has been on. She's been wearing her 3D glasses to school all day. Very cool. Do not drive and wear your 3D glasses, please. We are doing a special thing for in-car stereos only, where it will be in 2D. Okay. So you don't need to wear your glasses and you'll still be able to hear the show. But that's only if you're driving. Otherwise, you will have to wear the glasses to be able to hear anything tomorrow. So the whole show broadcast in 3D. We've worked out to do it from 4 o'clock.
You know how I like people tasting the shows that the Queen might be presented in 3D.
What, Betty Windsor's TV Burp?
Betty Windsor's TV Burp is brilliant.
Would be pretty good. Also, because I'm going to be in 3D all day tomorrow.
Right.
Right. Is Arpat's going to have to wear the glasses? Otherwise, he won't be able to see me,
will he? You'll have to do the whole thing in with both of you wearing glasses. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Otherwise, yeah, we'll be invisible to each other. Okay. So imagine having 3D all day, all the time. How good would that be? Like, every single day, everything would be in 3D.
Be a bit scary.
But it'd be good. Something on the text saying, did you ever find a song with the name Valerie in it? No, we didn't. No. Apparently, we looked on iTunes. There's one by someone called Steve Woodwind, but we haven't found it yet. So hopefully that will be on tomorrow's show, which, of course, you can only actually hear if you are listening in 3D.
We've really struggled, haven't we?
Can I just say, today has been one of the weirdest shows I've ever done since I've been at Radio 1, and a lot of people, I think, have been quite wound up by today's show. And for that, I can only apologise. I'm sorry, it's just been one of those really silly
days. But we've loved it.
It's been really stupid. I can't explain it. I can just say sorry, that's all.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.